This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Friday, 31st July 2026. Let's get to the top stories. A warm evening is upon us here in Israel. Tel Aviv is enjoying a gentle breeze, while Jerusalem remains comfortably warm. It's a lovely night to be outside. Here are today's headlines. First, a Gaza terrorist who kidnapped Noah Argamani and Avinatan Or on October 7th has been killed in a strike, according to the IDF, as reported by Times of Israel earlier today. Also, Washington promised Hamas that Prime Minister Netanyahu is committed to withdrawing from Gaza and following through with an agreement, according to a report from Walla, coming in the past hour. Also this hour, the IDF has eliminated a terrorist linked to the abduction of Noah Argamani and Avinatan Or. The news comes from Ynet earlier this morning. Separately, a former liberal Zionist shares that Zoran Mamdani's actions have made it difficult to protest Prime Minister Netanyahu's UN visit, as reported by JTA a short time ago. And finally, Miriam Hoffman, a lively Yiddish writer and columnist, has passed away at the age of 90, according to Forward from earlier today. Here's what people are saying online. Hen Matzig, an Israeli activist, posted just minutes ago, reflecting on the death of the Hamas terrorist who had once held Romy Gonen captive, expressing that justice was done today. Carmel Melamed, a journalist, wrote earlier today in Persian, praising the Israeli forces who eliminated a notorious terrorist 2 years ago. Iris, known as Streetwise Online, shared her thoughts just over 30 minutes ago about the justice she feels following the elimination of the terrorist who once held her hostage, calling it a victory for her survival. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the Israeli Defense Forces' announcement, Times of Israel reported that a senior Hamas commander involved in the October 7th kidnappings was killed in an airstrike. This strike comes hours after a deal for Hamas disarmament was announced. The impact on ongoing negotiations remains to be seen. Turning to the report from Walla, it suggests that the Trump administration conveyed a commitment from Prime Minister Netanyahu to withdraw from Gaza. This promise, if true, signals significant diplomatic engagement with Hamas. The implications for regional stability could be profound. Meanwhile, Ynet earlier today detailed the elimination of Ahmed Hussein Mohammed Kafina, who played a role in the October 7th massacre. The IDF claims he was planning further attacks. His removal may reduce immediate threats, but raises questions about future reprisals. Separately, JTA highlighted the challenges faced by liberal Zionists in protesting Netanyahu's UN visit. The former activist noted that aligning with New York's anti-Israel mayor complicates their stance. This reflects broader tensions within diaspora communities. Finally, the passing of Miriam Hoffman marks the end of an era. Her work as a Yiddish columnist and playwright inspired many. Her contributions to Yiddish culture will be remembered fondly. On the economic front, first, Ynet Business reports that Onyx Security has raised $113 million in Series B funding. This capital will help the company develop tools to securely manage AI agents. Their growth reflects the increasing demand for cybersecurity solutions in the digital age. Separately, Israel Hayom Business states that the tax authority is examining the possibility of reintroducing inheritance and property taxes. This move aims to address the financial strains from the war and budget deficit. It could have significant implications for property owners. And finally, according to Globes, corporate credit growth is propping up real estate developers. While bank credit to businesses is rising at a record rate, it is primarily keeping real estate companies afloat, rather than fueling broader economic growth. That's your Israel 18 News update for evening. We'll be back with more at 9 p.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.